Today's daf is Psachim daf Pei Vav. Pei Vav. Today is the Yom Kippur daf, which we're getting up a little bit before, and we are up to. We'll start with Pei Hei Amid Beis. Hachalonos, three lines from the bottom. Hachalonos v'ovi hachoma. The Mishnah had said, relating to the different areas where it is considered if a carbon goes out, what is the border? The Mishnah spoke about if an aver, a limb, goes out partially, then it has to be cut to the bone and then peeled back and then separated at the bone, because you're not allowed to break the bone, as we have been talking about in this parak. So what are the borders? So the Mishnah said the windows and the thickness of the wall of Yerushalayim within that area is considered like the inside of the city, and therefore one can eat the Karan Pesach in there. Chalonos v'ovi achoma. Right, this sugya of chalonos v'ovi achoma. Remember, the Gemara discussed there are differences between Azara and Harabayas and Yerushalayim. Shar Hanikinor has a unique stature, as we saw yesterday. I said it quickly, but that's the Gemara in Maseches Yuma that quotes the famous story of Nicanor and his doors, where he was in Mitzrayim and he made the doors and there was no way for him to get them there. He took them on a boat and he had to throw one off eventually, and Bederach Neis it stayed next to the boat, and he was able to bring the doors to Yerushalayim. So that was the only door that was not made from gold after they became rich and had enough to make it. And all the doors into gold, they kept that one in Nechoshes to remember the Nes. So all of the areas, sometimes the inside of the doorways had Kedusha, and sometimes it didn't have Kedusha. This is important for the sugya also of the Kotel. The Kotel HaMaravi, different discussions in the postgame, what type of behavior in terms of touching the Kotel. Rav Nevenzahl in his Sefer on the 3 weeks, Bein HaMetzarim, he quotes a couple of psukim. They quote a couple of psukim from Rav Nevenzahl relating to the Kotel. They quote, for example, meaning the Kotel, according to Ruba the Ruba of the postgame, according to 99% of the Mefarshim, the Kotel is the wall of Har Habayis. It's not the wall of the Azara, which is a Deya in the Radvaz. The Radvaz in the Chedek Beis in Tafresh Memches holds that it's the Kotel, it's the wall of the Azara. But everyone else, the majority view is that it's the wall of Har Habayis. It's the western wall of Har Habayis, the southwestern, the south side of the western wall of Har Habayis. And the question is then, there's Kedusha of Har Habayis. So the question is, if I stick my hands, let's say, inside, if I want to put a kfitel, I want to put a petek inside the wall, is that okay? Does the inside of the wall have Kedusha? Gemara's talk about this in various places. We're not going to get to it now exactly, but the Gemara talks about it in terms of a mitzora, putting his hand in. The Gemara in Zvachim daf lamed beis, a tamei that puts his hand inside, he gets malchus. The Gemara in Yuma and daf nun beis, different sugyas. So there, the Rav Nevenzahl quotes a couple of shitas. First of all, you'll have to lean on the kotel, so that's a problem. Leaning, let's say I want to lean on the kotel to tie my shoe. No, that's a chashash of an isra of me'ilah. I'm using that for personal benefit. But what about kvitla? Chaim mutar laniach ptakim b'kotel. Says Rav Nevenzahl, yesha osim came. Some do it. And I might add, the Arachayim HaKadosh already quotes this idea of putting Ptakim in. Amnam ein baze inyan kol shehu. But there's really no need to do it, says Rav Nevenzahl. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shomea tfila. V'yodea b'li pitka. V'yein shichacha lefnei chisei chavodecha. We get a line in there related to Yom Kippur. There's going to be a couple of Yom Kippur connections today. But says Rav Nevenzahl, there's no need to do it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need the kfitim. You might say, oh, so why do we have to daven at all? Hashem always knows what we want, so just know David, just think about it. No, the answer is, as Rav Pinkus describes, in Sha'arim B'Tfilah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world to work through Tfilah. It's like a parent going to a child and saying, I want to give you this, but you have to say the magic word. If you don't say the magic word, then I can't give it to you, even though I want to. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want to give you bracha and shefa and atzlacha, but you have to say the magic words. The magic words are tefillah. So, yes, we have to daven, but the next step of putting the petek, says Rav Nevenzahl, you know, maybe it's not needed, and therefore, he doesn't say it's asur mishum that there's kedusha inside. Other poskim are, are a little noted towards being machmer in that area. Minority of poskim, the minhag olam is to be meko. Minhag olam is to put the ptakim into the kotel, and that is what everyone does. But either way, the Rav Nevenzahl says one does not need to do it. Just once we're here, just a couple of issues he talks about. He notes that there is a machlokas amongst the scholars where exactly Har Habayis was. Many people, most of us who daven at the kotel, we daven straight by the kotel. But sometimes people bend a little towards the north side, because if you assume the Kodesh Kadashim was where the Dome of the Rock is, so then you have to face Kodesh Kadashim, and then it's a little diagonal, not facing directly the Kotel. But others say that maybe Kodesh Kadashim was really where the small mosque is, which is more in front of the Kotel. See, he quotes, Yesh smach l'minaga olam lipanos panim amol ha-Kotel. David straight, Hayosha shechina lo zaza, the Medrash says, the shechina never left the Kotel amaravi. So if you doubt it, does the shechina. Shein v'nechshav ka'omi b'fnei rabo, shein ze yor l'tzadei parabi menu. So one doesn't have to do that. Either way, this is related to a number of different issues that come up here, but part of it is this issue. Where is there kedusha within the different walls and the areas of Har HaBayis? Okay, Amar Rav, three lines for the bottom. Rav makes the following statement. Also very lamaisa. Gagin va'alios lo niskadshu. The roofs of what? So let's say this means the roofs of the Azara. We know there were different levels of Azara, the different offices described in Maseches Midos. So the roofs of any structure does not have Kedusha. And the Alios, the attics, the upper stories, do not have Kedusha. That's what Rav says. So there's a lot to say here, but let's just first read a couple of lines. Eini, is this really true? Rav holds that the Alios don't have Kedusha. V'yama Rav, Misha Rabbi Chia. But doesn't Rav say the name of Rabbi Chia? Kizesa Pischa. Everybody has to eat a Kizayis of the Karban Pesach, and everybody has to be appointed to at least a Kizayis. V'halelya paka igra. And when you say Hallel towards the end of the Seder, you rip off the roof. What does that mean? So we assume at this point maybe it means that literally that the roof, they go through the roof, they go upstairs to finish their Seuda. But what do you mean? My love, doesn't that mean da'achli be'igra ve'amri be'igra? Doesn't this mean that they not only say Hallel up on the roof, but they finish their su'uda, their meal, and then they say Hallel on the roof? So Mar says, lo, da'achli bar ve'amri be'igra. No, they finish their meal downstairs, and then afterwards they go upstairs and they say Hallel on the roof. Eini, is this really true? But don't we learn the Mishnah later on, you can do nothing after the Pesach. Afikuman, you don't bring out any food. You don't do anything after Afikuman. The Amar Rav, what does that mean? You can't switch. Once you eat the Karban Pesach, you can't switch to another group. The answer is no. Lo kasha. Kam b'shas achila, kan shelo b'shas achila. It depends if you're in the middle of eating. You can't switch in the middle of eating. You can't go from one group to another group. But after you finish eating, to go say the Hallel at the end of the Seder, no problem going out, and that's why they were able to go up. The Be'er Yosef two days ago. The Be'er Yosef in Parshas Bo, we mentioned this in Haggadah Shir about 5 years ago. Bar Yosef quotes the Minna quoted in the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Taf Pei, where the Ramah says, Yesh Omrim, Sheyesh Loma Shvol Chamascha, Kodem Lolanu, before we say the second part of Hallel, we say Shvol Chamascha, and we open the door, V'leftoach Adeles, K'dei Lizkar Shulal Shimurim, to remember that this is a night that is guarded by Hashem, U'bizchus Emunazu, Yavo Mashiach, V'yishbo Chamascha, Alamachishim Bashem, V'chein Noagin. That is the language of the Ramah. Where does Ramah get this from? So he gets it from earlier Achronim, right before the Ramah. Opening the door, suggested Bar Yosef. You know what I think this might be connected to? It might be connected to our Mishnah. What does our Mishnah say? Right after they finished the Karban Pesach, they went upstairs to say Hallel. Why? Because it was properly ready, very tzafuf, it was very squeezed and narrow in all the houses, but they couldn't leave. They had to eat the Karban Pesach in the houses until they ate a kezias, and afterwards they went. Imagine the scene. Everybody on the roofs of the old city in Yerushalayim, and they're all looking around, and you see on all the rooftops, all the Jews up there at the end of the Seder, saying Hallel, outside, because the air and the fresh air, because they didn't have to be stuffed anymore into the houses. So that's why we open the door. Because up until that point, why do we keep our door closed? As a zecher, that you couldn't leave your house. Karban Pesach, you had to eat your house in one chabura. Mashenken, at the end of the Seder, you say Hallel, so as a zecher to that, we open our doors, after we bench, and we say Shvel Chamascha, and we start saying Hallel. So that's what he suggests, where this minhag came from. That is the Be'er Yosef. Other related points here, and that is, so Rav says, the Gagan and the Alios weren't Niskadesh, How does he know that? And where does he get that from? Says the Menchas Chinuch, it must be that he has a Mesorah about this. After all, where did the Kedusha come from in the first place? Says the Menchas Chinuch in Shin Samach Beis, the mitzvah of sending out Shiluach Temeim Mitoch HaMachaneh, says the Menchas Chinuch, the Kedusha, all the Kedusha, came from the Ur Metumim. The Ur Metumim told us where we... each shevet goes, and who gets what nachla, and where the base of everywhere, where everything should be. So it must be that Rav holds, explains the Menachas Chinuch, that the Urim V'Tumim said, Alios V'Gagar, Alonis Kachu. Al-Kniel V'Nias Daiti, Dizay Yadua, that Kiddush Chali Bebez Dinu V'Urim V'Tumim. The Imratzu Yecholim L'Kadesh Afilu Gagin V'Alios. You could have said that. For Rav the Omar, Gagan Valios Lonis Kashu, Hainu, Shabezdin Lo Kitshu, Tekachaya Kabbalah Biyado, Shabezdin Loholcho, Gagan Valios, Rak Alios Shal Heichol Kitshu Abezdin, as by the Shem we will see a little bit later. But either way, that in Chasana says it must be a Mesorah that he had. The Ramah writes relating to this in terms of Gagan Valios not being this Kadesh, what about counting for a minion? The Ramah writes, we have a couple of halachos in Shulchan Aruch that are based on our Gemara today. The Ramah writes in Simin Nun Hei. Simin Nun Hei is all about a minion. Who could count for a minion, Sira for a minion. So the Ramah in Sif Samach the Sif Yudalit. Misha Omer Achori Beis HaKnesses Ubenayim Chalon. First the Shulchan Aruch. If somebody's standing behind a shul, he's standing outside a shul and there's a window. Let's say you have 9 people in shul. One guy's passing by and he says, they say, we need a tent, we need a tent. He's like, okay, I'm in a rush. I'll stand outside by the window. Does that work for a minion? 9 people in the shul and 1 person outside by the window? Afilu gavoa kama komos. Even if it's very tall. Afilu in a rachav arba. Even if it's a tiny window. As long as they can see each other. Mitztari fi mayim lasara. That's good enough for tzir if it works. Ramah. Gagin va'alios einon bichlal bayis. A roof or a second floor is not included. V'ha'omid aleyam eino mitztarif. And if you stand there, not mitztarif. Take this Ramah kipshuto. Uh-oh, what about a women's section? What if somebody, okay, women aren't part of that, but let's say there's a man standing in the women's section. Kedemi mistarif. So says the Mishnah Berurah, this is only in a case where you can't see each other. Bechlav ahai gavrish ein roin elos elu, according to the Prima Gadim. But if they can see each other, then for sure they are mitzarif. Even though lachadchila, it's best to be in one place. Right, we've spoken about this before, earlier in this Masechta. It happens many times in a shiva house. In a shiva house, you try to get everybody in the same room, lachadchila. Bidieved. If as long as the minion is in one room, then the person outside the room is considered davening with the minion. But if you don't have one minion in one room, then it's a bidyavet. It works, but lechadchila, one should all try to be in the same room. Okay, weiter. Just one ha'ara related to Yom Kippur. It is Yom Kippur, and that is the Mishnah Dalas Beseches Yuma, that the Kohen Gadol's mikvah was on an upper floor, the base of Parva. And so the Riven in Mesechus Tam, it says that there must be some exceptions to this rule. Even if Rav says Gagan Valios Lonis Kachu, but the Kohen Gadol had to do everything by Kodesh. So it must be there were a couple of exceptions. But generally, Gagan Valios weren't his Kadesh. That is Rav Shita. Good. We continue now. Says the Gemara Tashma, line 5. Pevel Manalef, here we go. Tashma. Again, relating to Rav's statement. Abishalomer Alias Beis Kachi HaKadoshim. Chamura, mi beis kachi akadashim. Wow. Ironic. The second floor that was above the Kodesh Kadashim has even more Kedusha than the Kodesh Kadashim itself. How does that happen? She beis kachi akadashim, the Kodesh Akadashim itself. How often did a Kohen Gadol go in? This is unbelievable hashkacha. How many years after? 90 years after Rav Meir Shapiro? We're talking about Yom Kippur in the middle of Maseches Pesachim. How often does Maseches Pesachim talk about Yom Kippur? It does right here, and it is the Yom Kippur daf. Shabbos Kachia Kadosh and Kohen Gadol Nichlas Lo Pamachas Pashana. The Kodesh Kadosh and the Kohen Gadol goes in once a year. The Aliyah Shabbos Kachia Kadosh and Nichnasin Lo. What about above the Aliyah? Above the Kodesh Kadosh, how often does he go in? Ela Pamachas B'Shavua. Maybe once every 7 years. V'yamri la pamayim b'shavua. And sometimes once every, twice every 7 years. V'yamri la pamachas b'yovel. Leida ma'it sricha. Or one time in a yovel to know what is needed there. But either way, a reflection. The less you go in, the more kadosh it is. So it's more chamor. So says the Abishol, you go in very little. But what do you see from there? That the Aliyah has Kedusha. How could Rav says the Aliyahs don't have Kedusha? You see the Aliyah has Kedusha. It even has more Kedusha than the Kodesh Kadashim itself. The Marsha here says, you know why that is? How could the Aliyah have more Kedusha? So the Marsha says, because the Shechina comes from above. And the Shechina comes all the way down, like the Gemara says in Sukkah, it comes till ten Tfachim. So says the Marsha, if it's coming from up above, so it's more intense from there. V'hainu taima, the Shechina yoredes sham yilamala lamata, ad me'ala kaporis lamala miyud, ki mefores parakama de Sukkah. V'nimsa ho aliyah shal bayis kodshi ha-kadashim, shu lamala me'ala kaporis, hu yoser mekudash. Amazing. He gives a little svara for it. But either way, it's a kasha on Rav. How could Rav say that the upper levels are not Makudish? You see above the Kodesh Kadashim, Rav Shaul says, is in the Tosefta, answers the Gemara, Amar of Yosef, May Heichel Nekum B'nei Savinish. You're standing up and asking a question from the Heichel? Rav never meant to talk about the Heichel. Rav was talking about Yerushalayim. Rav was talking about Harabayis. But here, shiny heichal. The heichal is different. Tichsiv, vayitein David l'shlomo bino es tavne sa'ulam. Vespasa, David gave to Shlomo the model and the plans to make the ulam. Vespatav and the houses. V'gan zakav v'ali yosav. There it is. V'chadarav ha'pinimim u'beis ha'kapores. V'ksiv, hakol b'chsav miyad Hashem alai haskil. Everything is from Hashem. So the Aliyos, as it has in the Pasuk, was also told by David to Shlomo, ultimately from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore it has Kedusha. So Rav is safe. What does Rav do with the Tosefta? No, the Tosefta is about the Heichal, and that has Kedusha. Related to this is a very important Tosfos in Maseches Makos. This is where much of the action starts in terms of Halacha L'maisa. Which topic? Are you allowed to fly an airplane over Harabayas, forgetting political issues and security issues? Let's say there were no security and political issues. Am I allowed to fly over Harabayas? So the first issue is, well, even there, if there's Kedusha, maybe the metal is mafsik. Maybe it's metal mafsik. Same question as a Kohen flying over a cemetery. Because Tumah goes all the way up. Does so even if the Kedusha goes all the way up, maybe it could build an ohel, the metal, in a way that it's mafsik. Okay, but you have to get to step one first. Is there Kedusha all the way up? So related to that is the sugya of, fine, this Kedusha is Harabayis Bezman Hazeh. That's what we paskin, that the Shechina never left. When it comes to Harabayis, no matter what happened to the Kedusha of the rest of Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha of Harabayis is still there. Chai v'kayim, there is a Ravid that says, Ein bo kares. You don't get kares, which the Achronim all discussed. What exactly that means? Rove of the Achronim assumed that he's not saying it's not Asa Daraisa. It is Daraisa. You just don't get kares for certain reasons. There's a lot of lumdis there. There is a Meiri, very interestingly, in Maseches Shavuos. The Meiri and the Rive lived in the same place, in Provence, in southern France. The Meiri quotes that I heard, Meiri I don't think was ever in Israel. Meiri says, I heard that people walk on Harabayis Bezman Hazeh. That's what he says. And some say, oh, it's connected to the Ravid, all the Embo Karis. Pasha says the Ravid doesn't mean Mutter. The Ravid just says Embo Karis, but it's still Asa Daraisa. But also related to that is, what is the status of the airspace? So our Gemara plays a major role in that. What does our Gemara say right here? That the Alios and Gagin of the Heichal still have Kedusha. Right? And Rav's statement was only talking about the rest of Yerushalayim. Also related to this is a Tosfos and Maseches Makos. Tosfos and Makos on Dav Yud Beis Amud Aleph. The Mishnah there is talking about Maaser Sheni. As we know, Maaser Sheni has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. What if I have a tree on the border? Some of its branches are leaning out of Yerushalayim, and some of the branches are leaning in. So the Mishnah says, well, it depends. If you're sitting in the branches and eating, if you're on the branches inside of Yerushalayim, then it's fine. You're allowed to do that. You're eating inside. And if you're on the branches outside, no good. Asks Tosfos, Tema, to Bashili, Ketzat Solin. At the end of Ketzat Solin, that's us. We're at the end of Ketzat Solin. Today's the last off. In Ketzat Solin, Amrina, the Gagos, Lonis Kachu. We say that the Gagos, Rav says, the upper stories do not have Kedusha. The Imkain, right, what did we just say? Only the Heichel does, but not Yerushalayim. Imkain, Meiser, Sheni, Ein Ochlin, Ala Ilan. So how are you allowed to eat it in the tree? Fine, it's considered on the Yerushalayim side, but it's too high. So how can you eat it in the tree, as Tosfos? Two answers. Answer number one, V'yesh Lomar, D'mayri, Sh'anaf of Muatin. Maybe there's very few branches in the tree that we're talking about. She'ein ba'an arba, delo chashivi, va'avi ki'ilu omedes ba'avir k'negar karka. That's very, very sparse branches. It's as if you're on the ground, even though you're up in the air. It's as if you're on the ground. It's not its own rishus. Okay, that's one. Od yesh lomar, second answer, demayri afilu be'ilon shanavam merubin. No, even if it's a big, thick tree. Tosfos says three words. V'avir Yerushalayim ki Yerushalayim. But the avir of Yerushalayim is like Yerushalayim. What does that mean? So you have to look in the Marsha to understand what Tosfos is talking about. V'ratz lomar, de'lo amru, de'gago lo niskadesh, ela ba'avir azara, de'lo havika azara. Aval hacha avir b'Yerushalayim havik Yerushalayim. Whoa. Put Tosfos together with our Gemara. What did our Gemara talk about? The Heichal. Our Gemara said the Heichal, the upper stories, are Niskadish. Now Tosfos says in Makkos, according to the Marsha, go out a little more, the Azara is not Niskadish above. And Yerushalayim is Niskadish above. Let's kind of go see exactly what we paskin. We have every different area in Yerushalayim and in the surrounding areas are talked about by the Rishonim in terms of what has Kedusha. Lamaisa, we don't take planes over Harabayas. There's a sefer that was put out on the halachas of Arei Yehuda, Yerushalayim. Yesh li zaher, shelo latus. None of us are, I guess, if you're in a private plane. Shelo latus, bekol kli tayis, shehu afilu begova rav, even if it's very high, upatisa meira, and very fast. Me'al shmeha azara, v'harabayas ki kedushasan ola adrom arakia. Goes all the way up. Right, I don't know, let's say Ilan Ramon, right, was, right, would have been from and flying over Arabayas, right? So then I guess, how high does it go? If you're in outer space, it's in question. Either way, that is the discussion of the Tosfos and some of the discussion of airspace. Okay, we continue now. Tashma, third wide line at the end. Remember, we're still connecting to the Shita of Rav. Rav said that the Gagan and the Elios do not have Kedusha, but now we just machalik between Yerushalayim and Azara and Heichal. Toshma halishkos habenuyos mishnah in Meiser Sheni. Halishkos habenuyos bakodesh pesuchos lachol. If you have offices, sometimes you have offices on the border of certain lines of kedusha in the Beis Hamikdash. What if the office is the in kodesh? It's on the inner sanctum, but the door opens up outside to chol. Tochan chol. So the halacha is, the inside is considered chol, because you go by where the door opens to. That determines what the status is of the inside. V'gago sayan kodesh. But the roofs on top are kodesh, because physically, it's in the kodesh. So the inside goes by the door, but the outside on top goes by where it is. So it's kodesh. Kasha on Rav, who says no gagos have kedusha. Tirgama Rav Chizda, b'shago goseyan, shavin l'karko hazara. The case in the Mishnah must be a case where it's built on the side of the mountain. The roof of the room is equal to the ground. So it's not really a gag or avir. It's level to the ground. And that's why in the Mishnah it has Kedusha. Says the Gemara, Yahachi, does that really true? I'm a Seifa. But look at the next line of the Mishnah then. The opposite. Benu yos bachol upsuchas lakodesh. What if it's built on in the chol, in the non-sanctified, but the door opens up to the kodesh, tochan kodesh? That's the opposite. So even though it's built in the chol, because the door opens up to the kodesh, it's considered kodesh, v'gago sayin chol, but because it is built in the chol, it's gagas chol. But 1 minute, v'i salka daitach, b'shagago sayin shavin l'karka azara, but if we're talking about that the gag is equal to the ground of the azara, so then where's the room? Then where's the room? If the roof is equal to the ground, havela mechilos, the room must be underground. It must be considered like tunnels. And what did we just say? Oh, the doorways to the kodesh was kodesh? No. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan mechilos on his kashu. Rabbi Yochanan says that the tunnels underneath do not have kedusha. Right, we had that a couple of days ago earlier. So says the ask the Gemara. So we're stuck. If you say this Mishnah Maaser Sheni, if you say it means that the roof is equal to the floor, and that's why Rav would agree that it's kadosh, then you don't understand the next line, because the next line comes out that the room is considered underground, and Rabbi Yochanan says, Mechilos do not have Kedusha. So he answers the Gemara, Ki Kamrina Rabbi Yochanan, Bipsuchos Larabayis. When does Rabbi Yochanan say that the underground tunnels do not have Kedusha? The ones that are open to Har Habayis, outside. Kitan Yahi Bipsuchos Lazara. But the ones discussed in the Mishnah are open to the Azara, so that can have Kedusha, period. Let's continue, and then we'll make more comments. Vatanya, 1 second. Yes, Vatanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mechilos Midach Lechol. But Rabbi Yehuda says in a Braisa that even the ones of the Hechol are Chol. not just the ones under that open to Harabayas. Kitanya hi shepsuchos lachol. No, even those under the Heichal, they open up to the Chol, and that's why they do not have Ketusha. But we saved Rabbi Yochanan, and we saved Rav. One more, continue Tashma, 1 second. We have a price that says Beferish, the Gago Kodesh. A price that says the Gag is Kodesh. Says the Gemara of Tisbara. 1 second. Is it really, does it make sense? Is it logical? Faktani, but didn't we learn in Shavuos, Gagin Halalu, Enochlin Sham, Kachi Kachim. These roofs of the Azara, you cannot eat Kachi Kachim in. You have to eat Kachi Kachim in the Azara. You can't eat them on the roofs. Vein Shochtin Sham Kachi Kalim. And you have to shech Kachi Kalim in the Azara. So you're not allowed to do that on the roof. So you see, this is a Raya to Rav. So how do you answer the other line? Velakasha Gago Kodesh. What does Gago Kodesh mean? Amr of Chama Bar Gurya, La Osan Beis Amos. It just means it's not really Kadosh. The roofs don't have Kedusha, as Rav said. All it means is that the two amos are the two sticks. They are two sticks that they use for measuring in the Beis HaMikdash. So those two sticks, which have semi-kedusha, because it's used to measure things for the Binyan HaBayis, they could keep those sticks up there. They didn't keep those sticks up there, but they could keep those sticks up there. It just means it's a low-level kedusha. That's the answer of the Gemara, and Rav would agree to that. When I say lonis kacha, I mean no full kedusha, but it has a little bit of kedusha, a little bit of kedusha enough to keep certain kalim that don't need to be kept in the real kedusha space on Mikdash, but they're kept up there. What were these? Titznan, as the Mishnah says, Beis Amos Hayah B'Shushan Abira. There are two Amos in Shushan. What's Shushan Abira? A picture of Persia that they had in the Beis HaMikdash. Either because, some of Farshim say, because they want out of a Karas HaTov, Persian let them build a Bayis Sheni. Others say they were forced to do it. Either way, but Derech Agav is another connection to Yom Kippur, Yom Kippurim. Right? Hayah B'Shushan Abira. Achas Al Karen Mizrachet Sfonis. One was on the north east corner, each of the sticks stayed on another side of the picture. Zusha Karen Mizrachis Sfonis, Haisa Yesera Al Shalmosha Chatzietzpa, Moshe Rabbeinu's Amma was 6 tvachim long. These sticks were a little bit longer than that. One was a half a finger width longer. Vizusha Karen Mizrachis Dromis, Haisa Yesera Al Chatzietzpa. It was a half a finger length bigger than the other one, meaning a whole finger length bigger than Moshe. Nimse Sisera Al Shalmosha Etzpa. They had these two sticks in the Beis HaMikdash. What would they use for? Velama Hayu. Achas gdola v'achas ktana. Why they have one big, one small? Sheyiu ha'umnin notlin b'ktana machzirin b'gdola. The workers, whenever they made a deal to provide something, to do something for the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't want to violate me'ilos. They always wanted to err on the side of giving the Beis HaMikdash more or extra, not less. And that's why they always measured what they were going to take, let's say, raw materials, whatever it was, from the Beis HaMikdash with a smaller one, but they always were machzir, they always gave back in the bigger one. Kadesh lo yavo li de me'ila. That's why they did that. Says the Gemara of Atati Lamali, what do you need two for? Just have one that's bigger, right? Use Moshe's, and that would be the smaller one, and then one bigger one. What do you need two others? Says the Gemara, no, achas the kaspa v'da, the one for the silver and the gold, where you don't want people to have so much more to have to give, the achas l'binyana, and one for the Binyan, period. Again, Tosfos says here, not that they kept it there, actually. They kept it by the Shushan Abira. But they could have kept it there. This Gog had a certain lower level of Kedusha. Once we're talking about Mechilos, just to mention, it's been a while, I think we mentioned this in the past, it's a fascinating tshuva of the Chassam Sofer, about Mechilos, about rolling. Not Mechilos of tunnels are talked about in this context of the Kodesh Kadoshim and of the Beis HaMikdash in general, but Mechilos also comes up in other Gemaras in terms of Tchias HaMesim. Tchias HaMesim, that the Mechilos underground all over the world, that's how Tchias HaMesim is going to happen, and everybody will come back alive in Eretz Yisrael. Anybody who's buried in Chutz Laaretz will have Gilgol b'Mechilos, and then they'll come. So the Chassam Sofer has a tshuva in Yaradeya, Simen Shin Lamid Beis. There was a story, there was a certain Shin Lamid Beis. This is the case. There was a story, there was a cemetery. That the cemetery, the minhag was to bury everybody, Lania Harosh B'Tzafon V'Raglav L'Darom. They bury them north-south. Head to the north and feet to the south. And the doorway to the cemetery was in the south. V'umachmas doche kamako, but things started filling up in the cemetery. They wanted to open a new area in the cemetery, but the only way that they could fit graves properly would be east-west. So they asked the Chassam Sofer, is there a kpeda to change this, change from the ragil, we usually have been burying in north-south, and now we're doing east-west. So says the Chassam Sofer, he quotes a couple of Gemaras that seem to say maybe there is a kpeda, but then he says, Hanach lam liYisrael, enam neviyim eim, b'nei neviyim eim, v'chol davar, shebezet shalmata, mosrin nafsham alav, akadosh baruch hu meyir eneihem. And let me explain, why do you think they bury with feet to the gate? Why did they do this? Because it's a remez to Tchias HaMesim. It's a remez that Lermos ha'amuna b'tchias ha'mesim, sha'asid wa'amod mikivro, v'latzeis derach shar. They're gonna go out, and that's why we put nice tachrichim on, because you need nice clothes in the future. V'rogel ani lomar, and that's, I'm rogel to say, that's what we say in the Birchas Ava Rabba, v'solichenu komemius l'artzenu. What are we daven for? We daven that we get to go komemius to Eretz Yisrael. Right, those who aren't zocha to be there. We don't want to roll, komemius l'artzenu, we're gonna go standing up. La'afuke la'achar misa, al yidei gilgol, ela b'chayim komemius, de la'achar misa, b'zana t'chiyo, yavol gamkein l'sham, avalo komemius, ki mitachas ha'mechilos, they're the mechilos that I was just talking about. So, but you go out through the door. Either way, so says the Chassam Sofer, what about here? So can I change the minhag here? So he says, where we are, to get to Eretz Yisrael from where we are here, in Europe, there are two ways. You could either go south and then east, or you could go east and then south. So he says, whichever way you bury somebody, it's fine. It just means you're going to go in a different direction. I don't know why they can't go diagonally. But he says they're going to go either right and then east and then south, or south and then east. And therefore, if you can't figure out a way to keep them all in the same direction, it is fine to change it. Matovu Manaim, he says, if you could make another gate to the cemetery on the east side, that would be the next best thing to do. But either way, this is Chassam Sofer's discussion of the Mechilos that's going to take place in Tchias HaMesim. Obviously, it's connected to the Sechus and why the many of the minhag of trying to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. There's a minority of sources that say it's kind of like a kitrug. If somebody didn't live here, so how could they go after they died? Right, but they didn't live it. They didn't do Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. They're gonna come here afterwards, try to get the schus afterwards. But that's a minority shita. We generally assume that it's a tremendous schus to live in Eretz Yisrael, or even to be buried in Eretz Yisrael if one doesn't have the schus to live there. Good. Tznan, four lines from the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said, the earlier Mishnah, Hachalonos v'ov yachama kilofnim. The windows and the walls of the thickness of the walls are like the inside. Bishlama hachalonos. Mishkachas la deshavi lakaka azara. I understand how the windows, you could say it goes all the way down, it's like a doorway. It goes down to the bottom of the azara, so I understand how they could have kedusha according to Rav. Ela ovi achom ayechi mishkachas la. But the thickness of the walls, doesn't that mean on top of the walls? So how does Rav understand that? Rav says, Gagan and Alios were in his kadesh. Mishkachas la bibar shura. What it means is a low wall. Really, there weren't just the regular walls as is described in the Mishnayos, but there are low walls that help support it on the inner side, that help support the bigger walls. Dichsiv, as the Pasuk says in Eicha, Vayeval chel v'choma. Two different types of walls were mourning. Meaning the bigger walls and the smaller walls. V'yamar avacha, v'yitemar avichanina, shura ubar shura. A wall and a small wall. So that is the how when Rav says, when the Mishnah says that at the top of the walls, Rav would say it means the top of the lower walls. That's all it means. Okay, Achronim wonder the Rambam when he quotes the structure of the Beis HaMikdash, he doesn't quote these short walls, Shura Bar Shura, so something to look at exactly, or how the Rambam formulates it is interesting. Okay, one final point, and that is, we've been talking about on top of the Beis HaMikdash, what about on top of a Beis HaKnesses? The Ramar, the Shulchan Aruch discusses this as in Kuf Nun Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh li zayir, mi lehishtamesh ba'aliyah sha'al gabe beis haknesses, tashvish kavua shel gnai. One shouldn't have a permanent kavua usage of gnai, a disgraceful usage on top of a shul. Could go on lishkav sham to sleep there, and shar tashvishim, other things just to like have a room there, to work there, yesh li this topic. It's unclear. Says the Ramah, this is only where you have a shul first, and then you want to decide to add on a tashvish. Excuse me. Aval, but if you have a house that was built to be a house, and then all of a sudden it started a shul downstairs, then it's mutter to sleep upstairs. Mutter lishkav alav. The Taz though adds, but to do a tashmish of genai, even if the shul, the house was there first, one shouldn't do it. That is the Taz. The Mishnah Berurah quote paraphrases the Taz, then he quotes Mashemina Gaola Bayaros. Many cities have the minhag. You have a house for a shul, and the shul's gotta have to make an income. Has to have some hachnasa, and therefore you rent it out on top. So he says, the stoma, it's not kavua, they're renting it only for a short amount of time, you know, and the shul needs the money. So this is what the Ramah quotes. But again, this is the Minhag Olam, as long as there's nothing, no bizyonos. There's not just regular people living there. But something is not right over, you know, a bizayon actions aren't right over the shul. That is mutter. The Kasher Klaver, the Eretz Tzvi. Rav Tzvi Frumer, he was killed in the Holocaust, unbelievable, Gaon Atzam, Aryeh Tzvi Frumer, in the first chalik of his Shuvas in Siman Lamed Aleph, he discusses a question that was brought to him. There was a shul, HaBalabayis Shel HaShtibol, there was a Balabayis, that there was a shtibol in one of his houses, the Amshanov, there was an Amshanov or shtibol. And the owner of the house had enough of this shtibol, and he wanted them to leave. So what did he do? Al kach asalo closet al gabe shtibol lahachis. Doesn't say exactly what it was, but he created some type of activities above the shul so that they would have to leave. They would have to leave, and they come to the Eretz Tzvi and say, "Do we have to leave? We have no other place to daven." And we know the Taz. The last Taz, and Kufnun Aleph says, if you do, you're not allowed to do a Dover Shul Bizayon on top of a shul, even if the house was there first, because Mishum Shu Mafsik Bein Makom Tfilos Olashamayim. The E-F-Shul Tfilos Olalos. Your Tfilos can't go up. They can't go up. They're stopped by this Dover Shul Bizayon. So that's the question. Says the Eretz Tzvi, I know the Taz was a great man, and I am dirt in front of the Taz, but what could I do? Torah hi v'lomar ani tzara. And I have two kashas on the Taz. Two kashas on the Taz. Number one, there's a hefsik. The context, the Taz brings a raya there. If you look at the Taz brought a raya from a tzirah for a minion. You know, and they have a davar shel gnai in between. You can't be mitzara with them for a minion, a tzoa in the middle. Says the Eretz Tzvi, how could you compare tzirah for a minion to tefillah's going up? So tzirah might have a higher standard. You can't have something davar shel gnai in between. But for your tefillahs to go up, what's the problem? Number one. Number two, says the Eretz Tzvi, as we know, the world is round. The globe is round. Who says our tefillahs go straight up to Shemayim? We know the Gemara in Bracha says we dive into Yerushalayim. There's Kabbalistic sources that say our tefillahs go to Maris Machpelah and piggyback on Zchus Avos. But either way, our tefillos say the Eretz Tzvi. Who says they go up first and then across to Eretz Yisrael? Maybe they can go first across to Eretz Yisrael. So you know, it's not even if you want to say there should be a davar shel hefsik that's in the dimyon. But who says here that it will be a hefsik? And therefore, Taz, you're a great man, but I think in this case that one can be mako. And I saw in the Mishnah Berurah also in the Shaar HaTzion, he quotes is mafakpik on the din of the Taz, and therefore he ends off by saying, if b'makom ha'efshar, to be machmer for the Taz, for sure you should, but b'nidon didon, she'i efshar limso dira acheres letfila, you can't find any other place to have the minyan, ein lahachmer bazeh. The chumra da'asi lidei kula, and it's a chumra that's going to lead to a kula. Why? Because if you don't allow them to have the minyan, then the minyan will be mizbatel, people will probably daven by themselves, because it's hard to go to a new shul, gam yadua. It's also known that every shul does it only for davening. There's a lot of tzedakas, and there's a lot of other mitzvahs that take place in a shul, and therefore it's a chumra d'asli de kula. And even though this balabais thinks he knows the halacha and he wants to get them on the Taz, I say you can stay in the shul. Okay, next mishnah. Last mishnah in the parak. Shtei chaburah shayu ochlan b'bayis echad. If you have two groups eating the Karban Pesach in one house, and they want to split up. There are two chaburas. Some that they want to split into two. It's one, you got the Karban Pesach, but now they're going to eat it in two groups. Eilu ochlin is panayim heilach v'ochlin. The eilu ochlin is panayim heilach v'ochlin. They could each turn away from each other and eat it in their own group. Rashi says they're allowed to. Rabbeinu David here quotes that they must. They must. It's a case where they were designated as two groups, so you have to eat as two groups. Either way, v'hamecham ba'emsa, and they're allowed to have one hot source in the middle that the Rashi says they warmed the wine with, ukisha shamish omei limzog, and when the shamish, the waiter, who's part of one group, but he's servicing both groups, when he comes to dilute the wine and pour for the people at the Seder, kofetz its piv, when he goes to the group that is not his, he has to make sure to close his mouth, umachziras panav, acha magi etzach haburasa, and even to turn his face, make a hecker that he's not taking part in this other chabura, he's just servicing them, va'ochel, and can only eat once he gets back. Good. The akala hofeches es panav ochelas. And the akala, a woman who just recently got married, turns away because people are looking at her, as we'll see, so she's allowed to turn away and eat out of a sign of tznius. Says the Gemara Masi, son mani Rabbi Yehuda hi, who is the author of our Mishnah? That if you have two groups in one house, that's okay, they split. It's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. The Tanya, the Brisa says, al habatim asher yochlu oso bahem, in the houses that they eat them in. That's plural. Milamei shapesach necha b'shtei chaburos. So that's to teach me that you could have a Pesach, one animal, that you could split into two groups. Let's say there's 300, maybe not so much, 100 kizesim in this animal. So 50 and 50 could have two groups. Yachol yehaya ochel ochel b'shtei mekomos. You might think that not only could have two groups, but you could have one person, an individual, eating it in two different places? No. Tamalomer b'bayis echol yehachel. No, a person's got to eat it in one place. You could have two groups from one Karban Pesach, but each individual has to eat it in one house. Mikan amru, and that's why we said in the Mishnah, and also quoted here, hashamish she'ochel kezayis b'tzad ha'tanur, if the waiter eats a kezayis, meaning he's already yotze, next to the oven, epikeachu, if he's smart, memali kresim imenu, he should eat the rest, he can't eat korbezach anywhere else, so while he's there, he should eat more. V'imratzu b'nei chabura la'asosi motova, and if the rest of his group wants to be nice to him, ba'in v'yoshvim b'tzido, they could come and eat with him, divrei Rabbi Yehuda, but he can only eat in one spot. So Rabbi Yehuda says that one Pesach can be split into two groups, but each individual has to eat it in one spot. Rabbi Shimon Omer, he darshes the psukim differently. Same psukim, but opposite. Alabata mashiach lo sobahem. What does he say that means? Balamed sheha ochel ochel b'shem makomos. One person could eat it in two places. Right? And yocho yenecha b'shtei chaburos. You might think, could he go from chabura to chabura? One individual person could leave his chabura and go out and eat it by himself. Could he go from one chabura to another one? No. Tavalomar b'vayis echad yechel. That's the machlokas Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara says, because you could have one split into two groups. But one person can't switch. But my kamiflagi, what's the root of the machlokas Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda savar yesh eim lamisores. Rabbi Shimon savar yesh eim lamikra. Machlokas that comes up many times in Shas. Yesh eim lamisores means we go by how the word is written. Yeshem lamikra, we go by how it's read. So usually that means you spell it differently. Here it means how you pronounce it. If you just had in the Torah, Yud Aleph Chaf Lamid, usually that's pronounced Yochal. So that's how it's written. It's written as Yochal, but it's read as Ye'achel. Bevayis Echad Ye'achel. So what is that pasuk referring to? In one house, Yochal, or one house, Ye'achel. So Rabbi Shimon holds Yesh Eim Lamikra. Rabbi, you start with the beginning. Rabbi Yehuda holds Yesh Eim Lamikra. You don't go by how it's written. It's written Yochal, he, meaning so it's talking about the individual. Each individual has to eat it in one house. He can't move. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Shimon says, no, you go by how it's read. Ye'achel, meaning it's going on the Pesach. It's not going on the person. It's going on the Pesach, like Rashi says on top. V'kasavar Yesh Eim Lamikra. Ye'achel a Pesach koi v'lo agavri. Klomar, Iker tchilas achilaso teheba chabura achas. You have to every current Pesach, one chabura. V'lo yischalik l'shtei chaburos. But a person, he could eat some here and eat some there. So that's the nachlokas, yeshem l'mikra, yeshem l'misora. There is, just to come to today's daf yomi shir for this source, dayenu. There's a crucial Rabbeinu Bachai, which Be'ez Hashem, if I remember, I'll put it in next year's parsha shir, but it is in this week's parsha, Zos HaBracha, right here. You gotta look it up. Dvarim, on the pasuk ululevi yamar. Right there, Rabbeinu Bachai says there are four levels of nevuah. Arba madregos heim nevuah. Number one is baskol. Number two is urim v'tumim. Number three is ruach hakodesh, and number four is nevuah. Four levels. Bas Kol is the lowest level. And why are we talking about this here? Because he says, why is it called a Bas Kol and not a Ben Kol? And why is it Yesh Eim LeMikra and Yesh Eim LeMisar? It's not Yesh Av LeMikra, Yesh Av. And why is it a Bana Av and not a Binyan Av, not a Binyan Eim? All of these. So he says, everything is Meduyak. Why? Because Av means is based on a Pasuk, based on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our Father. Avinu, as we know. Binyan Av lo niskar b'shemako me'atalmud ela al pasik mipsuke Torah shebichsav. That's why it's a binyan Av. Kol pasik v'pasik binyan Av yisale sheshamanu atar mipim mitocha eish. That everything with the Av, that's the male, that's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aim means it's Torah shebal peh. Means it wasn't directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To differentiate that it wasn't directly explicit, that's why it says aim. That's why it says aim. And that's Bas Kol also. It's not a Ben Kol. V'cheba Bas Kol. She'ezkiru Bas v'lo Ben Muchrachaya. Shefi she'akol hazeh magia lozeh shomeh hu nimshach me'oso ha'kol she'kasu bo. V'hayim shemua tishma b'kol Hashem alakecha. V'akol hazeh nishma yikra Bas. L'fi she'u nimshach me'oso kol. V'hu zeh lashon Bas Kol. So he talks, it's not 100% clear here. It's a little Kabbalistic he's getting into. But at least for our purposes, that's aim lemesaris and aim lemikra versus binyan avachul. And then he talks about what's the next level up. Bas Kol, this was the lowest level. Even the Amoraim had it. Then you have the next level up of Urim Vetumim. Then you have Ruach HaKodesh. And then, of course, you have Nevuah. And he talks about this Pashtus HaGashmis. Feel free to look here in Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasik Ches, right here in our Parsha. Okay, we continue. Hayu Yoshvin, fourth line. Hayu Yoshvin. If the two groups are sitting in the eating their current Pesach, the Nifrasa Mechitza Beneihem, and all of a sudden the wall that there was no wall, and a wall was placed, fell down. They put a curtain in between them. Nifrasa Mechitza Beneihem. They spread out a curtain. L'divrei HaOmer Pesach Necha B'Shtei Chaburos. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that one carbon Pesach can be into Chaburos Ochlet. You can continue eating. So what? Now it's considered two places. That's fine, according to Rabbi Yehuda. L'divrei Omer, Pesach Necha, B'Shtei Chaburos, according to Rabbi Shimon, who said, B'Bayis Echad Ye'ochel, is going on the Pesach, a Pesach only in one spot, Ein Ochlin, this carbon Pesach is now a problem. Why? You got to remove the curtain, because now this is two places. And the opposite. If there was a wall, and now that separation is removed, and now there's just an empty space there. L'divrei ha'omer ha'ochel ochel b'shnei b'komos. If you say, like Reb Shimon, that an individual can eat it in two places, ochel is fine, because now this is called a different kind of place, because it's much larger. L'divrei ha'omer ein ha'ochel ochel b'shnei b'komos in ochel. But if you say, like Reb Yehuda, that you can't eat it in two places, then you have to stop. And you got to put the mechitza back. Period. Yosef Rav Kahana, kapasha le'mifsha. Rav Kahana said this over as a statement, and it was obvious to him. It's obvious that this is the machlokas. Amale Ravashi, Rav Kahana, I don't understand why you think it's so obvious. V'tiboy l'cha ibai. You should have asked it as a question. Siluk mechitza, va'asiyas mechitza, mihavi kebez makomos, u kebez chaburos damiolo. Removing or placing a wall. If the person doesn't move, could the makom change? You might say, if the person doesn't move, then the halacha doesn't change. Or you might say it does. So teku. So that's where Rav Ashi is just bothered that Rav Kahana was so davar pashut about it, he thought it should rather be a question. Okay, period. We continue. Last line of the Mishnah had said, the kala ofeches espaneha, the kala who had recently gotten married, could turn her face and eat. My time away, Amar b'chia bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan, b'pnei shehi bosha. Because she's embarrassed. Why? Everybody's staring at her. Really, everybody's staring at her? Interesting, Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says that you're not allowed to look at a person when they eat. Right? It's an unknown halacha. But that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. We're not supposed to look at a person when they eat. Because it's like embarrassing. Maybe we should stare at them. They're going to be self-conscious. Simen kuf ayin sivdalen. Ein mistachlen bifnei ha'ochel v'lo b'manaso shelo levaisho. Right? Oh, you're having doubles already. You're having this, you're having that. So what's going on here? People are looking at the kala. So says the Tosfos Yontif, no. They're looking at her jewelry. They're looking at her the hair that was done for the wedding. Either way, they weren't looking maybe at her. Rav Huna, Bereidu, Rav Nasan, Ikla, the Bayer of Nachman, Bar Yitzchak. He once went to visit. Amrulei, interesting story. Amrulei, my Shemcha. So they said to him, what's your name? Amar lehu Rav Huna, and he answered Rav Huna, Amru, Nesi Mar Puri Yosef, would you like to sit on this very comfy couch bed? Yabulei Kasa, and he did, and he sat down, which you'll see they weren't happy about. Yabulei Kasa, then they gave him a drink. Kiblei Bechadzim, he took it right away. He didn't say, oh, no, it's okay. He took it right away. Vishasi Betray Zimin, and he drank it in two gulps. Veloa Hadar Api, and he also did not turn away from them. So every one of these behaviors made the people, the hosts, upset. So they ask, Amrulei, my time akaris lecha Rav Huna. Why do they call you Rav Huna? Because they were upset. Amalu Bala Shemani. Well, that's my name. That's my name. What do you mean that's my name? Rabbi Chananel says, I said that because I got smicha. Rabbi Chananel, Nismechas bi yeshiva likaras Rav. Ubezah Shemani Yadua. That's Rabbi Chananel. If you look in the Me'iri here, the Me'iri says that it is not a lack of anava for somebody who is known as a Rav. Kol shu talmid chacham mefursam, ubal shem, v'yodeya shu nikar, lerov mekomos, mahalcho l'shema ozem. He's known. Kisha shoen l'nlo, be'ezem makob shenichna sham mashmo, ein yuhara etzlo, lahaskar shmo b'milas rabo rebi. It's not you are up. It's okay to state that. The Rashba even says, you have to know who you're talking to. If you represent Torah, so then it's Kavanat Torah. It's Kavanat Torah. Again, you have to know who you're talking to in every circumstance. Where the Ben Yoyada also weighs in on this discussion. Why did he call, why did he say his name is Rav Huna? We'll get to that because we're running out of time. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, so my time, so that's why I'm Rav Huna. My time, ki amru lecha nesiv aporia yasvis, why do you sit on the bed? Why do you sit there? We were just offering it to you. We didn't think you would take it. So, such a special bed. Armalu, well, he says, famous line, kol masha yomar lecha balabais, I say. Everything the balabais tells you to do, you have to do. Chutz mitzei, except for leave. So those two words are in parentheses. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote those two words. The Me'iri says, in that same piece I was reading before, that it was put in by the Hagos Leitzanim. Hagos Leitzanim. I never saw that before in the Me'iri. The scoffing editors put it in. Yeah, you have to listen to everything except when he tells you to leave. Right? You don't have to leave. So it's a joke. Right? You can't stay in somebody's house, on purpose. So what exactly does this mean if you have this girsa? So the Vilna Gaon says it means you have to listen to everything the Rabbi says except to go out, meaning you shouldn't be there long enough that he has to ask you to leave. You should know beforehand that it's time to leave before it reaches that point. The Sfas Emes here has a fascinating ha'ara. He suggests, right, the question is, when was these two words, are they supposed to be in there, not supposed to be in there? The Sfas Emes says, maybe it wasn't in there in the original, but after the story of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa, then it was put in. Because sometimes, if it's going to be so embarrassing, you don't have to listen. If the Baal Bayis wants to throw you out and it's so embarrassing to you, chutz mitzei, then you don't have to listen. The Chazal were teaching the host, really, the lesson of sometimes he doesn't have to listen to you, and you should be careful how you talk. Here, the Ben Yoyada here has four different pshatim. What does it mean, chutz mitzei? He says, nirali b'siyata d'shmaya, maybe it means if he asks you to take out the garbage, to do things outside, go buy me something in the shuk. So maybe that chutz mitzei. You have to listen to whatever he wants, except if he asks you to do something outside. Number one. Or, what if he asked you to do tzadi aleph? Maybe it stands for certain things. Tzorchei isha. Something that's not so tzniyah. Something to do with women. So maybe you don't have to listen. Or tzad iser. Something that, it's not mamish aser, but it smacks of something inappropriate. So any of those things, you do not have to, you don't have to listen to. Or it's say, he quotes his son as saying, something that's out of the ordinary of your behavior, of your standards. So again, all of these different pshatim are suggested, but here, that's the line. Everything the Baal Bayis says, say, and that's why you have to bench. The Baal Bayis asks you to bench, so you have to bench, and you have to give him a bracha. Viter. So they keep asking Rav Huna, my time aki avi lecha kisa, kablus v'chadzimna, why did you accept to take the kos right away? You didn't like say, oh no, it's okay. Amar lahu, misarvan lekatan, misarvan legadol. I consider you great people, and as we know from being asked to daven, right? You have to daven right away if you're asked by a great person. My taima ish tita betray zimni, why are you drinking in two gulps? And why not one gulp? Amar lahu. The Tanya, because the Brisa says, Hashose kosu bebas achas hariz a gargaron. Somebody drinks his cup in one gulp, he's a glutton, he's drinking it like not without derech eretz. Shnayim derech eretz, two gulps is good. Shlosha migasi aruach. And three, like I'm very, very particular, then it's a sign of haughtiness. The post can point out that if it's maybe a kosher bracha, then it's not so bad, because you're just doing it out of chavivus hamitzvah. My time, alo ahadrach apach, why don't you turn away? Why were you staring at us as you did it? Amalu, kala fekas panei atanan. It's only a kala that turns away out of tzidius. I don't have to. Fighter, finishing up. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Ikla, Lebe, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yossi ben Lakunya. They visited. Yovale Kisa, they gave him a kos. Kibli Bechadzimna, he took it the first time. Vishasi Bechadzimna, and he drank it at once. Amri Le, Losava Lamar, Hashosa Kosa Basachas, Hareza Gargaran. You don't hold of that? That you're a glutton? Amr Lahu, no, lo. Amri, they didn't say it, but Kosei Katan. You have tiny cups. The Yenich Matoka and your wine is sweet. The crazy rechava, and I can hold my drink. Meaning, it's relative, and here it doesn't apply. Amar Rav Huna, last four lines, B'nei Chabura. Rashi says, that we're talking about all year. People who eat together, this is halachas of Seuda. The Tosfos and the Rambam say, specifically a Karban Pesach context. We're going to go with Rashi. B'nei Chabura, Nechadasa Mishlosha. When people want to eat, they could go in as three, meaning if two people go to eat, the waiter doesn't have to start serving them yet, because the other is going to have to serve twice. You can wait for three people to come, and then then they can leave one by one. They don't have to wait and leave altogether for the waiter to clean up. As long as also they go in to the restaurant, so to speak, at a time when it's normal to go in. The who, diragashvu daila. And also, it is when they let the shamish know that they are going to leave one by one. Because if he doesn't know that, it's unexpected and it'll be harder for him. Amar avina, v'nosim skar damim, they each have to pay their share. V'tzarech ha'acharon, loz of damim. And the last one's got to leave the biggest tip. Last one, because the waiter had to wait around for him. But v'lesel is a kavasi. We don't paskin that way. We paskin, everything should be split. And again, you can look in the Rambam, look in Tosfos, how this fits in specifically to a Karban Pesach context. Okay, Adolav Ketzat Solim, Bez Hashem. Next time, we pick up with the 8th Perek, the 8th. We did 7, 8, 9, and 10 coming up next time. Okay, we'll stop here.